Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba and the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah and Sirius FM, we say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqh ala al-Madahib al-Arba'a, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today's date is the 28th Rabiul Awal, 1443, corresponding to the date 4th November 2021. We continue with the series on marriage, and our listeners can send your queries to 084-786-3132. And if you're in a foreign country, you will add +27847863132. We have our Honorable Mufti Saab here. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, jazakallahu khairan, Maulana Zaid Khan.
Mufti Saab, the first question here is that with regards to marriage, is there such a concept that is called engagement prior to marriage?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we welcome the listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Last week we discussed few important issues. Just to quickly summarize it, we said that nikah is that sacred institution that in this world ordinary mortals and people like myself and Mohana Zahid Khan and others, we perform and solemnize the nikah, the marriage ceremony. Tomorrow on the day of justice, when people enter Jannah and paradise, Almighty Allah informs us in Surah 44, chapter 44, verse Surah Dukhan, verse 54, Surah 44 and verse 54, وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ, that Almighty Allah will then solemnize the marriage between the man and the damsels, beautiful women and damsels of Jannah, the Hur-e-Een. So yea, it shows that such a sacred institution, it will continue even in Jannah and Paradise. Then we spoke about selection of the spouse and so forth, and then we spoke about the maqasid and the aims and objectives of nikah, and then we also spoke about how people make errors sometimes, you know, because of emotions or other reasons, customs and tradition. So today is very, very interesting. We will discuss many, many issues, inshallah al-Aziz, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. So number one, is there a concept of engagement in Islam? So yes, the concept is there. When a person goes and he proposes, I propose to the girl, and the girl, she accepts, her father, her parents, her family accept. Just for example, obviously. So that in Arabic terminology, Islamic terminology, is called khitbah. Khitbah with the kasra, a zair on the kha, on the khay. Khitbah. And the day we perform the nikah, that is called khutbah. So that is what you should know, the difference. You know, today's world, they say engagement, then fiance and fiancee and so forth. So once you are already fixed now, so then is khatib and khatiba, meaning that now you have promised that you will marry certain lady and she has promised that she will marry you. So basically, what is it? It's a promise between the two families and the two parties that yes, my son will get married to your daughter and your daughter will marry my son. So that's all what it is in Islam. Now what we have done today is we have corrupted the entire system of khitbah. So now we call it mumitu, we call it engagement, we call it, you understand, whatever other name we want to call it, different people, different languages, traditions, custom. So just see today's engagement, how it will take place. This week we can deserve engagement example somewhere, ABC, XYZ place, and the boy and girl people will be talking, chatting to one another. They might even share, you understand, a kiss or some smooching one another. Or they will be, you understand, taking videos with one another. And they're laughing, joking. From A to Z, everything is haram there. So how can we say that this is permissible in Islam? Therefore, when the ulama, and rightfully so, they condemn engagement. They are not condemning the engagement itself. They are condemning the manner, method in which we are fulfilling it and doing it nowadays. So otherwise, it's a straightforward issue. That is a promise from the one family to the other family. And it's a happy occasion. You want to give tea, you want to give mitai, you want to give sweet meat, you want to give some food. So all that is permissible. But the boy and girl cannot be chatting and smooching and talking, and so they can't be videos, they can't be intermingling, they can't be music, they can't be dancing. So all these things here, remember, Islam does not allow. So Islam is pure and chaste. Remember that we don't want any foreign or alien system to come and creep into our Islamic system. The problem today with Muslims, you go to the Arab countries, Muslim countries, our countries, 90%, 80% of the Muslim today are caught up in this. Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. One side, we want to please Almighty Allah, but we don't want to please Allah totally. Just little bit. And then we want to please the people. The people must be impressed, and the people must say, wah wah, shabash, what a wonderful function you had. So that is where we make the biggest mistake. Remember that. And that is rejected by Almighty Allah. Shaitan, his cronies, comrades, they will be very, very happy. But Almighty Allah is definitely displeased. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam definitely is displeased. So the concept is there, but the manner, method, with the way it's done nowadays, that definitely is not permissible, is haram and highly objectionable.
Mufti Sahib, coming to the nikah, who must perform the nikah and who must be there and what must be done?
Okay, I will just give you tomorrow's example, inshallah al-Aziz. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all parties. We are going, inshallah al-Aziz, today to Durban. There are many programs. We'll discuss it in the end of the program, inshallah. But one is a nikah. So the first thing will be that who will determine who performs the nikah? So the girl's family. Remember, is their daughter getting married, and they have made the great sacrifice that their daughter should be leaving her parents, leaving her siblings, leaving her place of birth. All the sacrifices she's doing and making. So she will say that fine, and her family, they'll consult that so and so person should perform the nikah. So that's first thing. Similarly, with the mahar, we will have a separate program on mahar and the marital gift and so forth, how it works in different scenarios and circumstances. But even the mahar, remember, she will stipulate and say whether she wants 5,000 rand, 10,000 rand, 20,000, 15,000, or she wants a gold coin or whatever. So remember that all that she will decide in consultation with her family. And then the date will be set. Now, yeah, on a lighter moment, you understand, people love stories. Allah just put in my head now. You, the man, you, the husband to be, you must stay out of this. Because if you're going to impose that, no, we must get married next week, or we must get married in December, or whatever you, now, because you suggested the date, now when you're alone with your wife, she say you can't, mamnu ud-dukhul, red robot, you see. She's experienced her menses. Now who's to blame? You to blame, because you insisted it must be that date and so forth and so on. So therefore we need to be very careful and circumspect in this regard, that tell her to choose the date and select the date, and in that way there, inshallah, then you know when it is the wedding night, then it's green all the way. There's no red robot business. So that's the wisdom in Islam in all these issues here. So sometimes time our youngsters, they get carried away emotional and they don't think of these type of issues. And that is our aim, to educate the Muslims and propagate to the non-Muslim the true Islam. So that is another important point. Then another important point will be that what date, which place, what was the venue. So we discussed all this, I think, last week, but nevertheless, hadith in Tirmidhi, a'alinun nikah, announce the nikah. MashaAllah, we have a program every Friday between 10 and 10:30 by Moana Arafat. And even now, if you have any nikah announcements, then send it through 084-786-3132. And Maulana will announce it, inshallah, Aziz, tomorrow. I know he's got one definitely, inshallah. So you can send others as well. So announce it. That's one. There's no business of secret nikah in Islam. Second, waj'aluhu fil masajid. So the venue should be a masjid, not a hotel and a civic center and a tent and all these type of things. All that is frowned upon and disliked in Islam. You want barakat in your life, so the nikah should be, barakah means the blessings. It should take place in the mosque, in the masjid. Third one, who should perform and solemnize the marriage? The girl party will choose whoever they want to. Or if they forfeit their right and they tell the boy, you choose who you want to. So that's fine, there's no problem. I know when I got married, so I insisted, you understood, that my wife's brother must perform the nikah, you see. So, and they agreed obviously to that. So I said that no, he's an alim, he's Maulana, and so forth and so on. So he should perform. So he performed the nikah. So it's a matter you can negotiate and discuss and so forth and so on. So these are important. Now you come to the most important issue, that which day and what time and so. So the best day for a nikah is Friday. And the best time is after Asr. So why Friday? Friday is Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week. Why after Asr? Because that is the time is Sa'atul Mustajaba. The du'as are accepted at that time. And it's a day we must be sending abundant durood sharif, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As mentioned in Ibn Majah, authentic hadith, Aksiru minas salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. So the imam will be there, the mulana, mufti sahab, qari sahab, whoever, and the people, everybody making dua. Nowadays we got all this bilal receivers, the families can even hear how the nikah is being performed and so forth. So they all will make dua. It's a happy occasion for the boy, for the girl, the groom, the bride, the families, and so forth. So therefore we suggest, these are all suggestions. Thereafter, we must remember, now I am performing your nikah, Mawazahid. We know you're not getting married to a second wife or third one, whatever it is, just example now. So you must remember, so you're very nervous, you know. So I always ask the boy, how's your pulse? He's alright, you understand? He's not rising and racing and all. So you look down and he'll blush a little bit, you see, because now he knows that this guy, he's the testing me out, like you see. So anyway, you must remember, so we will look for all the parties concerned before we start the procedure. So first of all, the husband to be, the groom, he must be present, that's one. Then number two, the wakil of the lady who's getting married, of the bride, he will be present. The wakil will be the representative. So normally my suggestion is always the girl's father, that he has the greatest right. Biological father, he should become the wakil. And it's not a must, but that is the best, remember. Otherwise, the chacha, and that is the girl's father's brother, paternal uncle, pasa brur, he should become, or the girl's brother, like that. So someone very close to the lady, so he should become the wakil. And then you have two minimum male witnesses. So there will be many witnesses, normally 50, 100, whatever the crowd is. But remember that it is better in the nikah book and all that, you write down the names of the witnesses. So those are the people that must be present. A mistake our people make is this, that when she, the lady, the bride, is appointing the wakil, they think the witnesses must be present. It's better that they're present, but it's not compulsory. So we call it tawkil. Tawkil means when she is appointing ABC, her father, her paternal uncle, her brother as a representative. So that time the witnesses to be present is not compulsory, but is better and desirable. But now it's compulsory. At the time of ijab and qabul, at the time of proposal acceptance, that time they must be there. La nikaha illa bi waliyin, la nikaha illa bi shuhudin. You open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. Nikah cannot take place without the consent of the guardian. So there's the father, girl's father. And likewise, nikah is not valid without witnesses. So the witnesses have to be present. So these are issues we must. Now when all of them are there, then as a akhlaq, as a moral duty, we will ask the girl's father, boy's father, can we proceed with the nikah? They say yes, they give the go ahead. Then we read the khutbah. Remember I told you engagement is what, Mawlana? Khutbah. So that was with the kasra, a zair on the kha. Now we're going to read the khutbah. So that is prior to asking the few questions. So what will be read in the khutbah? Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiru, all that, the normal khutbah. And then we read the following verses of the noble Quran. Each verse has to do with taqwa. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqati wa la tamutunna illa antum muslimun. Oh, you both parties, you're going to get married now, adopt taqwa and don't die except with Islam. It means firm commitment. Second verse, ya ayyuhan nasu taqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida. The beginning of Surah Nisa, chapter 4. So again the message is taqwa. Then the next verse we read, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. So speak the truth, then Allah will bring about goodness in your actions. Allah will forgive you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. When you're obedient to Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is the supreme success. So we read the Quranic verses, then we read one, two hadiths, and nikahu min sunnati. Nikah is my way, my sunnah, and so forth. And another hadith, فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. So all these hadith you will find in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. Then we start the question. Mr. Wakil Saab, Janab so and so, Ahmed Muhammad, example I'm just giving. So your daughter, have you taken permission from her that she will be marrying Abdullah bin Ismail? And the mahar is, you understand, 1,000 rand, 5,000 rand. Is she happy and pleased with that? So he, the wakil, the representative, will say yes, that she gave permission. She's happy about it. She's happy with the mahar, everything, the marital gift. So that is now the ijab, the proposal. Then we ask the boy, the groom, that by you, are you accepting now this lady Aisha, daughter of Ahmed Muhammad, in your nikah? And in the amount of mahar you're going to pay is 1,000 rand, 5,000, 10,000. Or if it's a very big sum and so forth, we say mattafaqa alayhi zawjan, what the two parties agreed upon. In the presence of the two witnesses who are here, you can take their names. And then in the presence of the people who are here present, do you accept her in your nikah? So he will then say nakah to her. Some ulama, some people, they make shortcut. They don't pronounce the word right. They say nikah to her. There's no word like nikah to her. It's nakah to her. It's a verb. So nakah to her. Yes, I married her. Wa qabil to her. And I accept her. So now the nikah is done. And remember, finish. So it's a 2-3 minute process. Finish. And then what I normally will do is, before the signatures and everything, so I will tell the crowd, the audience, whoever is there, everybody read after me, Barakallah. Allah give barakah, lakuma, to both of you, husband, wife. Wa barakallahu alaykuma. Allah give you barakah from all directions and all sides. Wa jama'a baynakuma fil khair. Allah keep the two of you, O bride and groom, O newly wedded couple, in khair and goodness everywhere, all times, all places, all circumstances. This hadith, barakallahu lak, barakallahu alayk, wa jama'a baynakuma fil khair, is mentioned in Abu Dawood. And thereafter, remember that signatures and all that takes place, and then we make the collective dua. So that is how the nikah is done. A simple procedure, but remember the responsibilities are great. How when a person embraces Islam, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad abdu rasuluh. So the words are easy, but then all the responsibilities also come with it.
Mufti Sahib, with the lockdown and all that is in place, if a person is in Indonesia and his future wife-to-be is with witnesses in India, can they use an app and do it online?
Remember that this is marriage by Jowal, marriage by phone, marriage by Zoom, marriage by this. So all this we say is not permissible. So what you must do in a case like this, one party is in South Africa, the other party is in London, in Lucknow, in India, in Karachi, Pakistan, Makkah, Medina, Palestine, wherever. So what must you do in a case like that? Very simple. So remember that you, Mozaid, want to get married, and the girl is there in Makkah or Medina, Jerusalem, London, or where, Timbuktu. So you appoint a wakil, a representative on your behalf in that place where the lady is, someone responsible and so forth. So there the Maulana, the Imam, the Sheikh, who's performing the nikah, he will ask your wakil, your representative, the questions and so forth. And once he answers, so he's speaking on your behalf, then your nikah is valid. So that's the easy way of doing it. Second way, that she, the lady, as it is, she does not come to the mosque and the masjid, so she must appoint a representative. Normally it's done in that town there. So remember now, because of various countries, different countries and so forth, so or continents, whatever it is. So in a case like that, she must appoint somebody here in this town, in this country, here in this city. For example, I'm performing her nikah. She is there in Makkah or Medina or Karachi or India or Lucknow, wherever. And now the boy is here. So she says that she doesn't know anybody. So, but they're speaking through me, you know. So I say, fine, I will become your wakil. So I become their wakil representative, and I say that I am representing Aisha, Zainab, Jamila, Fatima, whoever her full name, so daughter of so and so and so. So that is how you will do it. Not with this phone and Zoom and all these type of things. You know, today people can play gimmicks and they can impersonate people. They can then use somebody's voice, and then the Zoom, the issue of TV and tasweer and photo and all that. So many other issues come. So when Islam gave you a proper alternative, so why must we have all these type of problems? You must remember, so nikah by proxy, you call it. So what is meant, P-R-O-X-Y? Nikah by proxy means that you, the boys party, you appoint a representative there where the lady is, or the lady appoints a representative in that place where the groom is, the husband to be is. So that's the easy way of solving that problem.
Mufti Sahib, the next question is, should ulama perform a nikah that is going to take place at a hall or a place of function?
Myself, I made it basically like a policy, stood that if people tell me to perform nikah and so forth, so then I will tell them, yes, I will come and I will just be there in the masjid and so forth. And then we perform the nikah. But once these other tantas come, tanta is our Maimon word, when all these other stories come, no, we're going to go to the hotel. And normally the five-star hotel, you know how things are. They have to like show and all these kind of things. Oh, you must remember it's a big center. Then we just say, you know what, just get somebody else for us. We don't say the nikah is not valid. We will say the nikah is valid, but we also will say it is devoid of barakah and blessing and so forth. When Islam told us, Habibuna rahmatulil alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be. The only rahmatul lil alameen. That is the exclusive mercy to the entire creation. Surah 21, verse 107. And taught us that perform it in the masjid. Now why must we go and perform it, remember, there in the hotel or civic center and thus and so forth? You know, if you take Muslim countries, I was in Pakistan, so there, mashallah, used to see that, and the person who used to come was Maulana Shamulak Tanwi, because his golden voice, and you know, used to read that poetry and so forth. So many a time we heard him performing the nikah and so forth. But many of the rich families, they don't perform nikah in the masjid, they have it at home or in a hotel and so forth. Arab countries is famous for that. Remember that they don't have. So for them, they feel that the masjid is like for people who are looking for, you know, cheap line. You understand? So imagine we ourselves consider the sunnah to be cheap. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. And we consider doing it in a hotel or in a civic center as something expensive. So we look down upon the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is inviting the wrath of Almighty Allah. For our honor and izzat is always in following what Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Surah 3, chapter 3, verse 31. Fattabi'uni, follow me, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immaculately. Yuhbibukumullah, Almighty Allah will make you the beloved. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Allah will forgive you your sins. We have limitations, we have shortcomings, we have weaknesses, we will commit sin, we will commit major sin, minor sin, but Allah, out of His grace and mercy, as long as we are trying to follow the Master alayhi salatu salam, Allah will make us His mahbub and beloved and forgive us also. So imagine what great virtues they are. Surah chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran verse 31, we leave all that, not only leave that, we consider it, no, it's very inferior. Astaghfirullah, Allah forbid.
Mufti Sahib, the next question is, how long can one delay the nikah after there is happiness between the parties?
Remember, once there is the khitbah, the engagement, once there is that promise between the two parties, then remember, we did against this year. Even now that you are fixed, don't wait for next year, 2021. Don't wait for Shawwal, because Shawwal is the best month. We will tell you that get married now in December immediately. You understood? So why? Because it's holiday time, all that. They want to come. They say, no, this person can't make it, this person. Remember to delay, definitely, and procrastinate. And nikah is not permissible in Islam. And today, where there is al-muwasalatul ijtima'iyya, muwasalat ijtima'iyya is your social media. That the boy and girl daily they'll be busy. This one is sending message, that one is sending message, WhatsApp message, SMS, email to the female. Then they have an argument. Just last week or 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. Now in this month, what month we are now? November, in October. So it happened. That one Kala or one auntie or somebody sent me a message. She said that this boy here, that he and the girl were fixed now to get married November or something like that, November, December. And then they had a big argument the way he swore the girl. They're not even married, and F and B's and what then what. So I told her, Kala, that you, the girl's mother, go read 2 rakat salat to shukr, thank Almighty Allah. That Allah is telling you that this boy is not the right boy for your daughter. Before nikah, if he's doing all that, what he will do after nikah? So Allah Ta'ala has protected you and saved you from the big calamity. You feeling bad? No, thank Almighty Allah and tell your daughter and block him completely and just call everything off. So already today we know of so many incidents that they start arguing, fighting all. So Islam says, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Ya ma'ashar al-shabab, O you group of youngsters, man istata'a minkum al-ba'a, whosoever has the physical means, financial means to get married, falyatazawwaj, get married immediately. Fa innahu aghaddu lil basar, it will keep your gaze down. Wa ahsanu lil farj, it will protect your private part. So the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So imagine that. Now what excuses we give? That is the best part today, best in inverted commas. 3-4 excuses. Say, nay, we can't find a venue. So the venue must be a big hall, you see. We have to show people, you know. So the intention is already tainted, polluted. We can't find a cook. You understand? He said, no, we need a big cook because 500 people, 300 people, 1,000 people coming and so forth. Now just look at the excuses. So all that not valid. Third one, she said, no, this uncle, this auntie can't make it at that time there. Therefore, we have to wait another 3 months. So let them continue with their zina. Let them continue with their haram. Quran calls this muqaddama, the introduction to zina. Wala taqrabu zina, innahu kana fahisha. Don't even go near fornication, adultery. So this is already the stepping stone to zina and fornication. Next excuse they give is, no, mari poiri to school mache, university mache, madrasa mache. That, but she's studying, how she can get married? So another feeble excuse. This is what I can't understand also in our girls' madrasas. That sometimes they say, no, that I want to finish my course next year, then I'll get married. But the proposal came this year. So how's that now? But what you studying? Isn't the kitabs all telling us you must get married as soon as possible? For you to get married immediately is compulsory, is essential. And for you to study most to most is mustahab and so forth is good. So to study Bukhari, Sharif, Tirmidhi, all is not something compulsory. So think properly. Now our daughters and university and that. I told you 100 times it's haram first of all. Say, no, she must get a degree. She must get that. So where's all these things here? So our priorities are totally upside down. We must remember that. I gave you my own example. I went to go see my wife and I told him tomorrow we got married. He said, no, you can't just get married, let it by. So then I said, okay, next week. They said, no, next month you get married. So now it's not just getting married. We're getting married and then we're going to Karachi, we're going to Pakistan. After 1 year, we'll come back and so forth. So see, parents, we make dua for them daily. So they had that zarf, jiska zarf bara ho, Allah inko bara banale. They said, fine, you take our daughter and go, tawakkal to Allah, we put our trust in Allah. We never had house, we never had pots, we never had pans, we never had bed. Whole year we spent without fridge, without stove. We had just one plate there, you'll understand, guess what? So like that, she used to cook in a primer stove initially. So that is how you start building your life and so forth. But today we were in the Arab countries. I asked the youngster, he's 30 years old, why are you not married? He said, no, that family say, I must have microwave, I must have this machine, I must have that tumble dryer, I must have this, I must have a washing machine, I must. So they put a big list. By the time that Mota is going to get all that, he will become already 40 years old, I think. You understood? So imagine what zulm is that now. So remember that Islam says that you must get married immediately as soon as possible. So see Abdullah ibn Masood, I think I mentioned it last week also. If you want a reference of it, open Fiqh Sunnah by Sayyid Sabiq, you will find it there. So Sheikh Sayyid Sabiq writes in Fiqh Sunnah, Abdullah ibn Masood, Faqih Adil Ummah, used to say that, you know, in 10 days time. So let's just take 4th November. 14th November, 15th November, I will die. Hypothetically, I, Abdullah ibn Masood, I will still get married with the fear of falling into fitna. This is the golden era of Islam. Today, everywhere you go, in the masjid you go, there's fitna today. That yesterday, day for yesterday, I always tell the imams, announce that switch off your cell phone, but people don't listen. And somebody's cell phone goes on, you will hear some Indian tune, Hollywood, Bollywood, then another chap you will hear the cricket score coming on while we're reading namaz. Then another chap's phone will come and I don't know what, hip-hop and all that. So see the fitna right inside the masjid. So understand, we're living in times of fitna and facade. So therefore, it's our duty as parents, as elders, we protect our children and give them the correct guidance, even if people don't like it. Quran says so, Surah 66 verse 6, Ya ayyuhal الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. Save yourself, O parents, O seniors, and your family from the fire. So that is the guidance we should be giving.
We welcome our listeners back to this program. Mufti Saab, the next question is, what happens on the wedding night?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We welcome the listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba. Very interesting question, Maulana. That in our Islamic terminology we call Laylatul Zifaf. So remember, Sheikh Albani Rahimahullah wrote a wonderful book on this, Adabu Laylatul Zifaf, which I have by me. Before I answer the question, right, let me tell you a nice story. So one day in Newcastle, so mashallah, we were there for 20 years, wonderful. So this was in a town masjid. So I had to perform a nikah. So always I give some advices before the nikah, like, yeah, but you know, people will benefit. So I told them, that youngster now is getting married, you know. So he, first time, obviously, he's getting married, his wife first time and all that. Many years ago, 30 years ago or so. So, you know, so I told them this. So one old man, Baji, came by me, you see. So he said, you know, you gave a nice talk. But in our time, the Maulanas, they never told us what we must do on the wedding night. So what we must do? So I said, Baji, come here, I give you the solution. So he said, what? I said, Baji, you must just take number two and then you solve the problem out like that. So I said, don't say I said, you see. Then he also had a good laugh and I had a good laugh. Okay, I know the ladies will get very upset with that. But anyway, that was just a lighter moment in life. You know, we have to give some light moments also and some true stories that are. Okay, let's carry on now. Now, husband, wife are married, mashallah, and the chows and the meals and everything are done, and now all the crying is done because the parents, and it's natural, you understand, they have to cry, they are popi, they are daughter, they are beti, saibzadi, they are ladli, they are, I give you many names there, so he's leaving the home after 20 years, 21 years, 30 years, whatever age he is, and it's natural, so you know, al-firaq umurrun, separation is bitter, so now she's going with the husband, right? So now when she goes, now they're alone. So this is Laylatul Zifaf. You husband and wife, you alone. So remember, this is what you should do. And try and do it in this sequence then. Number one, that you will read Salat together. Even today I got a question. So you must remember that who will give the Iqamah? The husband gives Iqamah, not the wife. No Adhan, Laysa Alan Nisa'i Adhanun Wala Iqamah. Woman don't give adhan and iqama. So you, the husband, so I gave the iqama, I'm in front and the wife is behind me. You don't have to read Yasin and Tabarak al-Ladhi and that. You just read two short surahs, like how you read two rakat namaz and you thank Allah, my nikah is done, a new chapter in my life. Yesterday I was a bachelor, today I'm married. Yesterday the lady will say she was not married, today she's married, she's the wife and so forth. So first step, we beg Almighty Allah for mercy, we read Salat. The hadith of Salat is in Musannaf Ibn Abi Shaybah, if you want references. So that is Nafil Salat. Good surahs to read. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil nas. Allah Ta'ala protect you, O husband, O wife, O groom, O bride, min kulli sharrin wa makruh, from all the evil forces. So that's Sunnah number one. Sunnah number two, your habi, you paid the mahar already. That mahar that we spoke about, to who will he give it? So the mahar is a gold coin or it's cash or whatever. He, the husband, will give it to the representative. Remember that. That is the representative of the bride, of the lady, right? So he gives it to her. Sometime I make a joke. I tell him, check it there properly. It's proper gold and that. It's not some spaza coin there. You understood? Because today's world, you don't know, a lot of things can happen, you know. So I say, check properly there. I don't have to check. You must check, buddy. So in there, we just make like a joke, like. So anyway, so that it, and he will give it to his daughter or niece or whatever you, or sister. So give a gift. In Musnad Ahmad it comes, Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha milk. So whatever you want to, milk, chocolate, sweet, whatever, money, jewelry, whatever. So this is another present, you see. And it's good to give presents to your wife, our wife give to the husband like that. So that is second sunnah for wedding night. Third sunnah, then you, the husband, you take water and you sprinkle on her four locks. You know, is she got a scar? scarf on or hairstyle. You know, the ladies, they love all that. They make this style and this style and so forth. So now it's your wife. You don't have to worry of all these things here. So you just take out all that and you sprinkle the water there on her forehead, on her forelocks and that, where the hair starts growing. So this is like the radiator. It will cool things down a bit, you see. So bring the temperature down also. And what you're going to read? Allahumma inni as'aluka khairaha wa khaira ma fiha wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha. Oh beloved Allah, this is my wife. Whatever good she got and has, let us share it. She's also a human being. She got weaknesses. Protect her, protect me. She will do the same. So if you don't know the Arabic, just say it in English, whatever language you want to speak. So do that, then the wife will sprinkle the water on the husband. Remember, Musannaf Abdul Razak's hadith and so forth. So that is the third sunnah. The fourth sunnah, every one of you, whether you married last night, you married 10, 30, 50, 40 years ago, so you all must learn this dua. Today you the one to complain. My son, my daughter is very disrespectful and naughty and, you know, shararat and mischief and so forth. But when you went to your wife came to the husband, the last thing on their mind is dua. It's just hit and run business, you know. So no. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Husband, you're going to be intimate with your wife. Wife with the husband. Bismillah. Normally, you know, you get the masnoon dua. So when we were young, that's the first dua we used to learn from. You understand? I think, Maulana, you also, that's the first dua you learned. So let me check this dua out properly. So you must remember that. So we learn that dua quickly. We're not married nothing, but say, let's just check that dua out. So first dua you learn quick is that one. So you people, married man, woman, husband, wife, all, learn that dua properly. And implement it. Bismillahi, in the name of Allah. Channibna shaitan, put the shaitan far away. You know, from us, husband, wife. Wajannibi shaitana marzaqdana. And put the shaitan far away from our awlad, our offspring, our progeny. Then the children that are born, Allah will make them salih, salihah, taqi, taqiyah. They will become an asset to humanity. They will be chaste. They'll be pure. We don't read that. Then you see what the Quran says, that وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. Then the shaitan becomes a partner also. So instead of, remember, we only enjoying, the shaitan also is enjoying. Why? Because we never read any dua. So the when we read dua, Al-Khannas means shaitan takes retreat. He runs away. He takes flight and so forth. So before eating, Bismillah. Before drinking, Bismillah. Before driving, Bismillah. Before husband-wife relationship, Bismillah. So all the time, shaitan, you leave your home, Bismillah. So why all that? So Allah will give us His divine protection, and shaitan and his cronies and comrades will take flight and run away. Look at the beauty of Islam and so forth. It's a win-win situation. But we don't learn it, we don't practice on it, we don't propagate it. Whilst we got the best. So when we got the best, we must share it with the rest. So these are the things that you should practice on, inshallah, on your wedding night. And don't forget to wake up Fajr time. They say we were so busy last night, we woke up after sunrise. You understood? So your first night already, Allah Ta'ala's curse came on you. Ba'ala shaitanu fi udhunay, that the shaitan urinates in their ears when you miss Fajr Salat. You don't read on time. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif.
Mufti Saab, the next question is how to maintain and sustain a marriage.
Normally, I always give the 10 points, you know. I told you many times, but anyway, I'll just repeat it. 4 I gave you already. So, number 1 is that you must give that read salat. Then, number 2, give a gift there for the wedding night. And you keep on giving gifts, that will come again. And then, that one, you sprinkle the water. And 4th one, you read the dua. 5th one, make salat. salam with one another. Obviously, a lot of salam. So a house must become a home. The house, the home must become Darus Salam, a home of peace, tranquility. Now program finished, I'm going home. So what do I say? Assalamu alaikum. So why? إِذَا أَوَلَادُ لُكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَهَلْتُمُ تَحَبَبْتُمْ أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Make more and more salam. Allah will make the hearts come nearer and closer to one another. Smile with one another. So that we want to smile with other people's wives, other people's husbands. Smile with your own wife, with your own husband. So that's number six. Then number seven, give, you understand, affectionate names. Popi, darling, sweetheart, Humaira, whatever. Your wife, honey, and whatever you want to call. And you say, honey, give money. Then gifts also is sunnah. The heart, the husband, wife, there must be argument. So sometime now things are getting hot. So now you have to cool it down. You tell her, oh honey, oh darling, take this present. Tahaddo, tahabu, fa innal hadiyata tuzhibu dhagain. So that will remove the malice, the rancor, the ghil. Ghil is Quran. Wala tajal fi qulubina ghilla. Ya Allah, do not put malice, rancor, hatred in our heart. Next one, share the utensils. You see, the labor practices, labor laws, everything, petrol so expensive, labor so expensive. So you don't have to have everybody separate plate, separate glass, separate cup. Sometimes husband, wife, you share the same utensil. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Siddiqa, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha drinking water. He Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the remainder water, drank it from the side Siddiqa radiallahu anha drank and opened Sunan Nasai wa ana haizun. I was in my menses. How special she felt. You must remember that. These kind of sunnahs we have forgotten. We must revive this type of sunnah. Husband, wife make dua together. When last we sit together, tomorrow is the moon coming. So you must sight the moon. So whenever is the new moon, then me and my wife, we look outside, we see the moon, or we get confirmation, then we read the du'as together. So when you do that, Allah's special mercy will come. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Oh, beloved Allah, grant us for spouses and wives, for men and women. For the women, husbands, and children, that the coolness of the eyes. Somebody asked Abdullah ibn Umar, what is the coolness of the eyes? He said, everybody is engaged fi ta'atillah, in obedience of Allah. Mallam ya'asillah fi yawmin fawa'idun lahu. Every day the Sufis, the awliyaullah say, the day we don't commit a sin, that day is Eid for us. So imagine if we make that in our life, sin-free, debt-free, worry-free. So that is how Islam wants we must lead our life. But we will get involved in 100,000 sins and 100 debts and what and what. Then we look for zakat money. See, all upside down, you know. So you must remember that. Read Asma'ul Husna. Quran is telling us. Chapter 7, verse 180. And read, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Allah, you create the love. So you will see Allah brings that love between husband and wife. And as time progresses, that love increases as well. So there are your 10 recipes, 10 prescriptions, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to the moon, are there any special advices from Mufti Sahib?
Okay, there are three issues you must remember quickly because time is going. I'll just mention it. Tomorrow, Friday, after sunset, we should scan the sky. And remember, the moon is just over 19 hours old here in South Africa. So it's 50-50. If the horizon is clear, then inshallah, the moon, the crescent should be sighted. Wait for the confirmation from the ulama and so forth. And once we got confirmation, you read, Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin Warush. So if the moon is sighted, then tomorrow night after Maghrib, Friday night, will usher in the month of Rabi'ul Akhir, and Saturday will be the first. And if it's not sighted anywhere, then remember, then Saturday will be 30th of Rabi'ul Awwal, and then Sunday will be the first of Rabi'ul Akhir. So tomorrow night, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make easy, and we see it. Our brother is there, Maulana Masood Parker. You understand? So I spoke to him already the other day. I said, Maulana, you better check properly. locally and inform us there. So it's because they got nice place to see the moon there, you see. You know, Khroblerswerp. You know where's Khroblerswerp, Maulana? It's in Uppington. So the I went there in the jungle, you must remember. So that's one. Two, you must remember my program, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, Allah make easy, arhamar rahimin, that tonight, Isha time will be 8 o'clock, we'll be in Shaka's Kral, from then it will be live, inshallah, Isha, and then Kirat, and then Naat, and so forth, and then the talk. So, Maulana Arafat's program won't take place tonight, so it will be that, and it's live on Sirius FM, Radio Al Ansar, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, inshallah, tonight. Tomorrow, Jumu'ah, tomorrow, Friday after Fajr, our program will continue as normal in the morning, 4 o'clock Adhan, 5 past 4, I will start inshallah. And then after Fajr, day in the Pearl, Musalla and Umslanga, we got the program where Maulana Zakaria is, Maulana Abid son, mashallah. And then for the Jummah, I will be going there to Newlands, the Basa Masjid, I see they call it. So we'll be there inshallah before about 11. Translate the khutbah tomorrow. The khutbah is by Sheikh Faisal Al-Ghazawi, and we'll translate, and thereafter the Adhan is 10 past 12, so then the Jummah and all that Mohapadiyah is there, mashallah. And after that, mashallah, in the afternoon, then Asr time, I will be there in Masjid An-Nur. Our day family, their son, Aslam Day, mashallah, Ahmad Day's nephew, Yusuf, is getting married, Aslam son, and is getting married to Masiha Randeri, mashallah. So Allah Ta'ala make the day family and the Randeri family come closer together. Amen. And inshallah, it's good day, mashallah, good time. So inshallah, that will be there inshallah. So these are our programs for tomorrow, and other programs we'll announce inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala make easy. One last message I want to give, because I see people are asking me, and it's just 1 minute left or half a minute left. Remember, we as Muslims cannot be sending Diwali messages, Christmas messages, New Year messages. All this for us Muslims is totally haram. Remember that. If you go to Quran Sharif, Almighty Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ, that the non-Muslims, they all are one group. Remember that. So we cannot be siding with them on their festivals and celebrations and so forth. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَوَ مِنْهُمْ, when you imitate a people and a nation, you become part and parcel of them. It's authentic hadith in Abu Dawood. Third one, regarding the Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said that the fatwa of Sayyidina Umar in Bayhaqi for the students and ulama, اجتنبوا أعداء الله في إيدهم, stay away from the enemies of Allah. For you know what's happening in India and all that. So stay away from the enemies of Allah during their festivals and celebrations. So nothing, no fireworks, no nothing. To buy it, to sell it, celebrate it, wish them well. We got nothing to do with that as far as Islam goes. Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding of our deen. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib and to all our listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.